Blog Talk Radio.
So much for tuning into the Next Chapter Widows Ministry talk show, our ministry embracing widows and also embracing others who have lost a special loved one. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed, coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that all of you are surviving the weather tonight, and I hope that you didn't have to be in it too much today. We're going to have to get used to that rain because we're going to have it all week. But just be careful and hoping that no one will have any type of casualty or anything in it. Well, tonight we have three new topics that we're going to talk about. But first, I would like to begin with, I learned to trust that through God's grace, something beautiful and new would emerge even in the face of my weaknesses, tears, pain, and hopelessness. I, too, will live again. Out of the pain, God becomes a living reality to me as never before. Yes, He will show up and show out and be there for you through this journey of grief. The three topics we're going to be talking about tonight is rebuilding your life, continuing bonds, the challenge of change. Rebuilding your life. tonight I'm going to be talking about a lot of different scenario of other people's losses, different things that they have gone through and how they are coping, different things that they have used to cope and to rebuild their lives. A woman whose husband died mentioned that the time when she first realized she would turn a corner in her grief. One day, she said, I found myself laughing. Just for a moment, I had a glimpse of joy. It was then I began thinking that perhaps, just perhaps, I could make it. Over the next few weeks, the thought kept growing in her mind and gradually changed from perhaps I can make it to I am going to make it. And that is what we want all of you to say. Perhaps I can make it, or really, I am going to make it. You are going to make it. And at the end of the show, I'm going to encourage you about something, a resource that can help you to get through and saying that sooner or later, most grieving people reach a point when they begin to spend less and less energy on simply surviving the loss and begin to spend more and more time rebuilding their lives, often a very different life than the one they had before. Rebuilding doesn't mean your life goes back to exactly what it was before. Life never be the same because of the loss you have experienced. Really, rebuilding means of the loss you have experienced. Rebuilding means picking up the pieces up and putting them together again, but probably in a very different way because of a significant piece of your life is missing and cannot be replaced. Rebuilding usually began to happen slowly. Exactly when this transition starts to take place depends on many variables. What are the timing and circumstances of your loss? What was the relationship to the loved one who died? How much time and energy did you have to invest in your grief during the past year? And also, when the phone stopped ringing, how much support did you have from others? Many of the people you have talked with said they began rebuilding somewhere between 1 to 2 years after their loss. But again, everybody is different. Sometimes it takes longer, but continue the process. You may be approaching that transition now, or perhaps it's still somewhere down the road. Either way, it is perfectly fine. You'll begin rebuilding your life when the time is right for you. Yes, just for you. God said in Jeremiah 12:11, I will bless you with a future filled with hope. Continuing bonds. Love doesn't die. Only people do. One grieving mother said, I'll always love my daughter and take comfort in the fact that somehow, in some ways, she will always be loving me. Expert used to say that people who were grieving needed to emotionally disconnect from the person who died in order to move on with their lives. More recent thinking recognized that the relationship with a loved one doesn't really end. It changes. Part of what we do during grief is to develop a new relationship, a continuing bond in which we don't disconnect. Death ends a life, but it does not end a relationship. So, instead, if we don't disconnect from our loved one, but instead reconnect with them, him or her, in a new and different way. This doesn't mean that we deny that person that has died and that we act as if he or she is still alive. Indeed, we let go of our loved one in a physical sense, acknowledging that he or she is gone and that we can no longer have the kind of relationship we once had. Yet, at the same time, we hold on to him or her new and different ways, spiritually and emotionally, through our thoughts, memories, and our feelings. I'm going to be talking, like I mentioned at the beginning, that I will be giving you several scenarios how different people were able to still bond with their loved one, ways that they use. And here are some of the ways. Well, one band said, whenever my family get together, we shared daddy stories. We laughed and cried, and we relived fond memories together. He's still very much a part of our lives. That's one scenario. Another, a woman who lost her husband said, we are bonded forever through our two sons. As I watch them grow up and become men, we hope I'll know that they are very proud of, that he's very proud of them. Someday I can look into their eyes and see him. Well, I have a personal experience. My kids were small, so I watched them grow. And especially my son. My son looks like his father and has a lot of, it's amazing how you can know that your children are yours for real, because my son had a lot of habits of like my husband. My husband used to like to cook, and my son became a very good cook. He would go out to a restaurant and he would see, there's a menu that whatever he orders, he tries to go back home and reproduce that same type of recipe and look. So he used to love, he still does love to cook. He's always trying different things. The other thing about him was my husband was very neat. He would fold everything up in his drawer, even his underwear. My son has the same habit. He does the same thing. I didn't teach him. He did it on his own. So those were, the memory stayed because of things he did like his father. The next thing was talking about the woman who, that was the second one. Now, a grieving father said, waiting for a flight one day. I looked over my shoulder and saw a boy who was about the age of my son and would have been pretty much the same age. The boy was looking right at me for a moment. It surprised me that instead of feeling sad, I felt comforted, almost as if my son was there. The warm feeling stayed with me all evening long. It was a gift from God. A woman described how her grandmother remained part of their Thanksgiving tradition. We use grandma's recipe. And here have some of Nana's scrumptious apple pie. Yes. Oh, yeah. I missed my mom's sweet potato pie. No one can make sweet potato pie like my mom. And also, she used to love to go fishing. And I would drive from Atlanta to South Carolina, straight through, and I would have fresh fish and grits with my mom, and she would just be ready to sit down and for us to share, just talk and eat. And I used to love doing that. I would just go straight. I didn't do any stop. I just go from Atlanta straight to South Carolina. And once I got there, she would have just taking up out the last batch of fish, and we would sit there and have grits and fish. So those memories are still there, and I miss her sweet potato pie. Another man said, I remember how my grandfather would think, so I used him as an example of how I lived my own life. When something comes up, I would think about what he would do in that situation. So I really feel I still have his gentle guidance in my life. They never got a chance to meet him. So I also try to pass this on to value to my own children. They never had a chance to meet him, but I can let them know what he was like so he would still be a significant influence in their lives. A grieving wife said, my husband lounged, now I want you to listen to this one. My husband's lounge chair is my special need a hug place. Do you have something in your house that you, when you need a special hug place, maybe his lounge chair like she's talking about. I curl up in it and sit to feel close to him. Another thing I suggested in my second book, I indicated that one of the wear one of his favorite T-shirts to bed or even walking around the house. That shows comfort too. One man whom wife died, sometimes light-scented candles in the evening, just as she used to do. He said, it helps me feel close to her. A grieving mother told, when I close my eyes and pray, I feel my sons kneeling and praying right beside me. Prayer has become my link to him. A man whose best friend died when they were in college told him, whenever I achieve a milestone in my life, I think about him, and in that way makes him a part of my celebration. A woman who lost both of her parents in an automobile accident said, it may sound silly, but when I pray, I ask God to let my mom and dad know how much I still love them and miss them. It comforts me and helps me feel close to them. A man whom wife died just a few months before their grandfather wedding gave his granddaughter a string of pearls that had belonged to her grandmother. He later told her, my wife had wanted to be at the wedding so much. When my granddaughter walked down the aisle wearing those pearls, it felt as if in some way she really was there. 1 Corinthians 13:7-8 says, love always protects, always trusts, always hope, always persevere. Love never fails. Your continuing bond with your loved one may be similar to one of those that I mentioned. Or you have your own special bonding still. It might not even involve any conscious thoughts or action on your part, but may simply be an occasional feeling of closeness you have in your heart. Whatever it is, it will be unique to you. Although we would much rather have our loved one physically with us, it is reassuring to know that we don't have to completely let go. God has blessed us with thoughts, memories, and love
more powerful than death itself. Through these gifts, our loved one can forever remain a cherished and part of our lives. So which one of these things that you share, you bond with? Think about it. But it's okay. And I know many of the widows I've spoken to, they wear something of theirs around the house that feels comfort. Even wearing something that still have your husband's cologne on it so you can continue to smell it. All of those are comfort, ways of comforting yourself and bonding with that loved one. And it's okay. It's not strange or unusual. The next topic is the challenges of change. I will not be able to go through all of it, but I'll go through some of it, and then I'll continue next week. The challenges of change. Change is difficult. Change means leaving the familiar behind and stepping out into the unknown. I don't know if anyone likes to do that. One of the most challenging aspects of losing a loved one is that the loss brings about many changes. Changes in your way you live, and maybe even change in the way that you think. A big part of your journey through grief is adjusting to those changes. Some of the changes are temporary. The fog of a grief, for an example, I mentioned this in the last series, I think, last of the series before, about the fog. The fog will eventually lift. That's reality. If there's fog out the other day, I think it was a couple of days ago that it was so foggy. I think it was at night, but after the next morning, it wasn't as foggy as it was during that night. But the fog will lift. Some changes are permanent. The loss may have left a huge hole that affects how you live your daily life, and you are simply unable to return completely to your former way of doing it. It takes time, ladies and gentlemen. It takes time. It's not an overnight change that can be made. But you have to keep going forward. You can't go backwards. You can. Your memory can go backwards. You got to keep going forward. And at times, if any of you have seen the stages of grief, you're going like going up a hill, and you're fine for a while, and all of a sudden, a memory, a song, or someone saying something, or something that you've seen at home, all of a sudden, you fall right back down the hill, just where you first started. It can happen throughout. It can take years, months and years, and that can happen. You can be doing so well, and all of a sudden something happens, and you get knocked right back down the hill. So the stages of grief, it's up and down hill, up and down battle, dealing with your grief, and that's a normal thing. A grieving husband told, I don't know who I am anymore. He had lost part of himself that a husband to his wife. But that's the same thing, a grieving wife. I mean, I don't know where I am. Who am I? At this point, I don't know where to go, how to go forward. But you got to keep pressing on and asking God for that strength and comfort that you need to go forward. The loss of a loved one only can change the dynamics of the entire family. The remaining family member may need to find a new balance as well as to take responsibility previously handled by the person who died. I'm going to stop right there. Now, I mentioned the other few Tuesdays ago, I mentioned that it's important if you are grieving and you are trying to get through this journey of grief, just knowing that other family members are struggling too. So at this time, I ask you to reach back and see where they are, because maybe even though that you feel weak, you might be strong to help them through their journey, lift them up. A son, a daughter who's behaving a certain way, they're probably doing that because of the loss of their loved one. It can be, whatever relative it is. You have to check on that other people that are grieving also. See where they are. If you're grieving hard, they might be grieving hard as well. So reach back and see how they're doing. And this might be encourage you to try to be stronger for them as well. So that's very important that you do. Now, I mentioned to you that I wanted to give you some resources. This is for widowers. There's a great source if you have not purchased one. We wrote a book back about 3 years ago, 26 True Stories of Widows that have poured their heart out to encourage you to get through your journey of grief. You can purchase this book on Amazon.com, or I have many of the books here. I keep a large supply, A Widow's Touch. Some or one of those stories can comfort you and help you to understand that you and give you the comfort and feeling that you can get through this journey also. That book had stories about not just for older ladies, all different ages, from 20-something all the way to 80-something we have in that book. Different stories about each loss, each one of their loss, and how the different things that they did. And they explain some of the weird things that they did. And I'm sure you feel like that sometimes too. But it's not. It's normal. So purchase, if you have not purchased that book, this is a good time to help you, because we have resources. This radio show is a resource, but also we have other resources, and that's one of them, A Widow's Touch. I have not met her. I've been talking with her. I've known of her for many years, and she lost her husband. She lived in New York, and now she's here in Georgia. I want to talk fast because we only have a few more minutes. She purchased a book, and what she did, she read one story every night. She put it on her book, her nightstand next to her, and she would read one story at a time. Sometimes she had a box of tissue there. She cried on different stories that she read, but she kept reading, but she would only read one story at a time. So it get through her grief, her journey of grief. So this book is available. It's only $15, $14.99 on Amazon.com. Also, I have the books here. You can always call me, and we can get the book. I can get the book to you. There's another book that I wrote recently. It's called Oh Lord, What Am I to Do? Oh Lord, What I Am to Do? It's a small widow's manual, and that is the price of that is $6.99. You can get that on Amazon.com. But I want you to really purchase A Widow's Touch, and it will be it will help you go get through this time in your life, because you'll relate to some other widows that have gone through some of this right now. Purchase that book. That's one resource. And also, it will help the ministry as well. It helps the ministry to continue to do what we do. We have to pay a small amount for this air, to be on the air. So that will help us to continue to be on the air. So please reach out and go to Amazon.com and purchase this book, and you'll see how much it's going to be very encouraging for you. It's true stories of encouraging and healing, and it does just that. We, all of us, 26 different stories, and you're going to believe that one of those stories or several of those stories are going to relate to some of the things that you are going through and probably will be going through. So that is the resource that I wanted to let you know that's available to you, and it's very inexpensive, $14.99. And so if you need one and you're near, not too far away from me or whatever, you can pick up the book, or I can get it to you some kind of way, or you can go on Amazon.com. When you purchase it from me, I get the full price. When you purchase on Amazon, I only get a certain portion of it. So that is all I have tonight. We will be have three other topics next Tuesday, same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great week, and be careful out there, because it's raining, and it's going to be a little icy, I think, tomorrow, rain and ice. But so be careful, and if you don't have to go out there, don't go out there. Because as far as I'm going to go, I think tomorrow is going to the store to pick up some prescription. But, and I was in the house all day. I'm off, was off today and tomorrow. So I was in all day today. Well, I had a class I had to study for. So be blessed. Have a great week. And just knowing that the next chapter of Widows Ministry is there for you in any way we possibly can. Give me a call. I'm always up late. So you're welcome to call me if you feel like talking. Be blessed and good night. And tune in again next week, same time. And same time, same place. And be blessed. And let me put on some music. I'm trying to get some new music, but it's been a difficult trying to get those things downloaded, so I'm trying to get someone to do that for me. So we'll be getting some new music. Thank you so much for it.
afirmación de la matriz. You move mountains. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall. You cause walls to fall. You cause